The debate around Proposition 5 in Anchorage is starting to heat up. The proposition on the April municipal ballot would provide legal protections against discrimination for gay, lesbian, and transgender people. Last month, the anti-Prop 5 group Protect Your Rights launched a website called protectanchorage.org. On the website, the organizer of that group and the head of the Alaska Family Council, Jim Minery, quoted openly gay Anchorage Daily News columnist Julia O'Malley to make the point that the kind of discrimination that Prop 5 would prevent does not exist in Anchorage.
Her column basically said it doesn't matter. She's been openly gay since she was 17 in Anchorage, and it didn't matter if she approached her hairdresser or the cable guy or the postman. I can't remember all the different examples that she used, but she said, I have never felt intolerated. I have never felt anything but respect. And then we basically said, amen, Julia. She was, of course, wanting to have this ordinance passed. But another quote that she thought she had in that article, which I thought was very interesting, was that laws, in her experience, will never change people's hearts. It's personal relationships. And another thing that we said amen to, because you cannot legislate anything that will require or affect people's hearts. And that's what this is truly about.
Minery posted excerpts from the column on his website, but took them down after Julia O'Malley complained he was taking her words out of context. O'Malley says she supports Prop 5 because it offers peace of mind to gay, lesbian, and transgender people in Anchorage, but she also stresses that she is not working for the campaign or associated with its organization. She describes her reaction when she saw her words used on the anti-Prop 5 site.
You know, honestly, it made me question why he felt like he needed to misrepresent me. If he didn't have, you know, valid support for that assertion, I guess that would be the reason that he would need to misrepresent my words as support for what he's saying. The column that he uses was written before some of the most destructive parts of the conversation about, you know, the 2009 assembly vote had occurred. When I wrote it, I hadn't sat in a room full of people who wanted to explain why I personally and also gay people are dangerous to children and dangerous to communities and sick and perverted and wrong and shouldn't rent. People who wanted to explain why they wanted to discriminate, why they did not want to rent to gay people or do business with them. I hadn't yet heard all of that, for one thing. Also, the part of the column that he's, you know, using is where I'm really speaking to my own community about how I think that it's important to come out, because when you do, by and large, the response that you get is positive. And I think that the single most important thing a gay person can do politically is to come out, because that lets other people see that you are normal. You're not biting the heads off chickens. You're just another person going home at night making dinner, you know, with the same sorts of concerns. And that's why, and so Minery using that makes me, I guess, also kind of angry, because it's really unfair, when I certainly don't support what he's saying, to use my words against the community that I'm part of.
Hindsight's always an interesting thing, but do you wish that you hadn't written what you did, or do you see it differently now?
Yes and no. I guess, you know, knowing what I know now, it makes me feel as though I'm not allowed to be honest about my own experience, you know, because I'm part of a larger movement. You know, and part of me thinks, well, maybe, you know, that was too subtle. The rest of the column talks about my mother and my grandmother, both political figures in town, who've worked to have this measure passed over a 30-year period. And at one point in the column, I talk about how my grandmother had a cross burned in her front yard for her support for this in Nunaka Valley. And so I guess I think it's really important for there to be diversity of voices in my community. And just because I am not telling a victim's story does not mean I don't think that there are people in my community that are victims of discrimination. What my story shows is the way in which the movement has progressed, you know, and the way in which the people's efforts before me have allowed me to have more opportunity. You know, so does that work against my community? I don't think so, you know, in the end.
Julia O'Malley is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News.